Church leaders here say they're worried about the country's political situation, which they say seems to be heading to a disastrous phase. Speaking to this program in Khartoum today, Reverend Yahya Abdulrahim Nalo, president of the Synod of Sudan Evangelical Presbyterian Church, says citizens can no longer bear the deteriorating economic and political situation after nearly 1 year of a constitutional vacuum in the country.
The situation is very difficult and unbearable for citizens. There is an urgent need now more than before for rescuing Sudanese citizens and provide them with services. Sudanese citizens have a strong desire for freedom, democracy, peace and dignified life.
In October last year, Sudanese army leader Abdel Fattah al-Burhan led a military coup on the civilian-led transitional government. Since then, no proper government structure has been formed in the country. Intercommunal conflicts have raged in parts of Darfur, Eastern Sudan, and most recently in Blue Nile State, which led to the death of more than 100 people and displacement of thousands of people, according to the United Nations. Reverend Nalo blames the increasing incidence of intercommunal clashes on politicians who, he says, incite violence between different communities.
I beg you, don't use your politics to oppress people along ethnic and social lines. Let people and tribes live peacefully as before. They used to live in harmony and coexist peacefully before politicians incited them against each other.
Earlier this month, al-Burhan announced the military would step aside and allow civilian political parties to engage in a dialogue and form a technocratic civilian government. Philemon Hassan, who heads the Congregation for Evangelical Baptist Churches in Sudan, describes the rise in intercommunal fightings across the countries as alarming and criticizes political leaders for dividing communities along ethnic lines.
Sudan is currently facing a big problem, which is tribalism. And unfortunately, this is not a good path. Politicians are trying to use this for their own political gain. We in the church regret this as disaster if leaders are leading people into the tribal lines.
Hassan says the country can no longer bear the ongoing constitutional vacuum. He says a government should be formed immediately to speed up service delivery to the people, including security.
There should be a consensus government in place urgently. They should work to restore the security of the people. They should put national security above personal parties and tribes. People should come and sit as Sudanese and begin to think far from ethnic or religious domination and resolve the problem of Sudan.
The religious leaders called on Sudanese communities across the country to denounce violence and seek mutual understanding for peaceful coexistence. According to a report published by the U.S. Office for International Religious Freedom in 2020, the Pew Research Center estimated that the Sudanese population was 45.6 million. Of that number, about 5.4% of the population identified as Christians. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.